Okay, to continue now with some of the halachas of Borer, I want to describe discuss a case that's not uncommon. I'm assuming it's happened in my house more than once. I assume it could happen in other people's houses. And that is that you're cleaning up from the Shabbos meal, and you're perhaps scraping off the remnants of the food remnants and whatnot from a plate, scraping it off into the garbage can with a spoon or a fork. And either that piece of silverware or another piece of silverware on your plate falls into the garbage. And now you have and it falls in and sinks in a little bit. And you have this piece of silverware now, which is mu'urav, which is mixed together with all sorts of other wonderful things which are in the garbage. You would prefer not to leave it there. If you leave it there till after Shabbos, very possible you'll forget about it, or whatever, it may be all that much more difficult to retrieve it. So the question is, are you allowed to retrieve it? Because there really might be two issues. There could be a muksa issue, but we'll touch on that. But the question is also as borer. You've got this fork, let's say, which is mixed amongst all sorts of other items in the garbage. And if you take it out, okay, maybe it's the good from the bad, but it's not. If you're just going to take it out and throw it into the sink where it'll sit till after Shabbos, then it's not for immediate use. You're not using it. The fact that you're saving it now, you're saving it, you're retrieving, that's not called using it. That's simply saving it, but you're saving its uses to eat a meal. Or, you know, to use at a meal or to eat food, and that you're not doing now. So the post can say, there's a couple of Sfarim talk about this. One of them is the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, another Sfarim, and they say that to do that, you would have to actually use it right away, meaning pick it up, decide that you're going to use it. Now, the fact that you don't necessarily, you weren't planning on using it till now, but it doesn't stop you from using it. So take the fork out and rinse it off if you need to, and use it for something right now. Have find a specific type of use that it's that it could be used for right now, and that you could do. And then once it's out and you take it and you use it, so then obviously, like we said many times, you don't have to put it back into the terubis when you're done. You just put it wherever you want when you're done, put it in the sink or wherever you were planning on putting it. In terms of the muksa issue, that's something which hopefully we'll have an opportunity to talk about at a different time about the status of garbage in your kitchen garbage can. But let's just assume that there are muksa items there. So what you would want to try to do is what's called tilt them in that side, meaning try not to touch the muksa. I mean, if you could see the fork, you could see a little bit of it is exposed, and you sort of just aim for that. The fact that your hand, the back of your hand, might touch some muksa things, and you may move around some muksa things, but it's indirect movement. You're really just, and when you pick up the fork also, they may move, but that's indirect. It's what's called tiltum and atzad. And it's litzorich davar hamutter. It's for the purpose of the fork. So if you're able to put your hand onto the fork and get to that, you'd be allowed to. If it's actually covered and you had to expose it, so in terms of the muksa, you shouldn't use something else. Take some other Kaylee, another fork or something, try not to drop it, and use that to push away the garbage. Now, that's not really borer because you're not selecting the garbage. The garbage is staying in the garbage. The small pieces of garbage that you're moving around are remaining ma'urav. They're remaining within the taruvis. So you're not selecting them. And in terms of the muksa, the Mishnah Berurah says you could do that. You could take another item, a knife or a fork, and move away muksa from something where if it's in your way, if your goal is to retrieve something which is non-muksa, such as the fork. Now, a similar case, but even when you're cleaning off the table, sometimes people will, let's say you serve the meal and there is chicken and there are chicken bones and there's other stuff of solace. So you may take a plate or something or a tray and pile a lot of the garbage on in a way that you're, avoiding muksa. But there may be also some silverware on that plate. And you may end up, like, especially if you empty a lot of plates onto one plate, and now you may have a nice little taruvis of a few pieces of silverware and a lot of chicken bones and other garbage. So you may have a taruvis right here on the plate. And what you'd like to do is throw the garbage away and put the silver in the sink. But one second, now you have a real taruvus, and you're separating some good stuff and some bad stuff, and you're not using any of it now. You weren't planning on using the silverware now. So that's also an issue, a similar issue, basically almost the same issue as the garbage can, except that it's even, it could happen right there on the plate. So it's there. You should try to avoid it. Don't, when you clean off the table, put the dirty silverware, which you're keeping. I mean, put on one plate and put the chicken bones and other stuff that you're not keeping on a different plate. Try not to mix the good with the bad. Try not to mix the stuff that you want to keep with the stuff that you're disposing of, so that you don't run into that child. And if you do, again, you'd see here, either just maybe put the whole thing into the sink and leave it there, and you'll, after Shabbos, you'll, sort things out. Or if you don't want to do that, so any pieces of silverware you take, you'd have to take them again and use them and find some immediate use for them. So this touches on, or reminds me of, another issue, which is, let's say you have a lot of garbage. Let's say you have a pot with some remnants of whatever it may be, and there's some liquid, there's some solid, and you'd like to just pour the whole thing into the sink. But when you do, you don't want to pour into the garbage, because you don't want to fill your garbage with liquid. There's too much liquid in here. Let's say you have a bowl of soup, and one of your guests took thirds because your soup is so delicious, but thirds was a little bit more than his system could handle. So he basically left over a pretty full bowl of soup, and the soup is liquid, and there's carrots and whatever else. But okay, you're not putting it back into, you're not saving it. You're discarding it. But you don't want to discard it in the garbage can, because you don't want to pour out so much liquid in the garbage can. So you would like to pour into the sink. But if you pour into the sink, you've got a strainer in your sink, which is going to hold back the pieces, the solid pieces, and let the liquid go through. So why isn't that classic borer? You mamish, and borer not even with your hand, borer with a keli that's designed for borer. You mamish have a strainer in your sink, which is designed. That's the purpose of the strainer, to hold up, to keep back, larger pieces from going through, so it doesn't clog your pipes, and to let the liquid go through. So during the week, that's fine. But why is it fine on Shabbos? Or is it fine on Shabbos? Why isn't that a case of real, full-fledged borer, and, borer with a keli even? So the answer to that, the reason, it is okay. It is okay to empty the contents of the bowl into the sink and let the liquid go through and the solids get trapped behind. And the reason it's okay is because it's all psoles. You're not saving anything. There's the liquids, the solids, all psoles. You don't want the solids to go down the drain, but you're not keeping them. It's not ochel and psoles, or ochel and ochel. It's psoles and psoles. So to separate in that manner psoles from psoles is okay. As long as it's all ending up being discarded, it's okay to do that. It's simply a question of separating psoles from psoles, and therefore that is okay to do. Okay. Now, another topic within borer is let's say you have a pile of things which are, they're all good. None of them are real, so none of them are real garbage, or they're all good, but you want one specific item and not the others, and it's somewhere down, in the middle or towards the bottom of the pile. Now, here in Chicago, the easy example we would give is you went to Shalom Zachar Friday night, and during the winter, and you took off your coat. Those of you who don't know what a coat is, you could ask your friends who moved from the from up north. And you took off your coat and put it down on the couch. And when you put it there, it was the only coat there, or it was certainly the top of the pile. When you come back to leave the Shalom Zachar, by then there's a pile of coats, and your coat is somewhere down in the middle. And many other people have piled their coats on top of your coat. So you want your coat. So the question is, well, it's not so easy just to pull out your coat. And first of all, if you just pull out your coat, you'll probably end up, knocking half of their coats onto the floor. Besides which, you don't necessarily know where your coat is exactly. And, various reasons why it's not so simple just to go over and pull your coat out. What you'd like to do is remove the coats on top. So the question is that, okay, those coats are a form of psoles. It's what you don't want. It's the bad. It's the non-desired matter from your coat, which is for you the desired matter. So the post can say, in a case like that, even though it's true that something could be perfectly good and yet be called solas, but in a case like this where the whole taruvis is not a, it's not a mess, it's not a whole mixture, it's a pile, a fairly neat pile, and even the psolus is not really, it's not bad stuff, it's just what, it's the stuff that you don't need, but it's all good stuff, and you're going after your coat for immediate use, so you're allowed to do that, meaning you're allowed to go over and take off the top coat and put it down on neatly on the couch, neatly, that's the thing with Bora, that just has to do with the fact that the coat belongs to somebody, put down his coat or her coat, whatever it is, and the next coat, until you get to your coat, and then you take your coat and wear it. So even though you're removing the psoles, but in a case like this, where the psoles, as I said, the three conditions, that the taruvis to begin with is not a really egregious type of taruvis. It's a fairly contained taruvis of a pile. And the psoles is not real psoles. It's not real waste metal garbage. It's good stuff. It's just that what you don't need. And you're taking your coat for immediate use, so you're allowed to do that. So there could be other examples if you live in Miami, and the coat example is not a good example, but you could have other examples maybe of Sfarim, or, and even though we said Sfarim lined up on a shelf, as long as they're labeled, we said last night, it's not called the Taruvis, but Sfarim, which are not lined up, but they're piled up, is not so Pashit. That very well may be considered a taruvis because they're not in their natural state, not the way they're supposed to be. Sfarim, when they're not being used, are supposed to be on the shelf, lined up on the shelf, not lying around, you know, on a table. I'm not saying every time you get up to get a coffee or something, you have to put the saver back on the shelf. Of course not. But when you're not using Sfarim, the proper place for them is on the shelf and standing up, not lying down, whatever, not piled up in different places. So that very well might be called the taruvis, the svarim, and especially if they're not labeled, so then for sure. So that might be an example. You could have other examples where everything is useful, just not what you want. You only want one of it, and the taruvis is not a full-fledged taruvis, it's a pile taruvis. So then you'd be allowed to take off the things that you don't want till you get to the thing that you do want and to use it immediately. Okay, we'll pause here for now. Thank you very much. Wish everybody a good Shabbos. And Bez Hashem, I look forward to continuing on Sunday. Kol Tov. Bye-bye.
Hi, dear.
One second, please.